Reformed Church.
You know, we've talked about in the Unsealed series, actually, how God spoke with Moses. He spoke with Moses plainly, right? God, it says he spoke to Moses mouth to mouth, or in other portions it says face to face, right? That term, speaking with someone face to face, I explained in the Unsealed series that it wasn't something I totally understood, but I knew based off what it says, because based off what it says in, I forget exactly where the reference is, but God tells, I think it was Miriam at the time, he says, you know, were you not afraid to speak against my servant Moses? He said, I speak with him mouth to mouth, even apparently, not in dark sayings. So what he was saying is that clearly, and I taught this, that mouth to mouth, speaking with someone mouth to mouth or face to face means apparent, plain, not in obscurity. Like, I'm not trying to hide anything. I'm speaking plainly with you. I'm not speaking in symbols. I'm not speaking in parables. I'm not speaking in dark sayings. The word dark in the Bible means, right, something covered up, not visible. So if I were to speak in a parable, like when Jesus spoke in parables, parables, right, are not meant to help you understand. Parables are meant to hide understanding, all right? And then to people that were willing to listen to Jesus, he would speak plainly with them. Okay, like a man speaks with his friend, the Bible will say, right? So anyway, so I had taught that, and I knew, even during the series, the definition of the term mouth-to-mouth or face-to-face, that it meant apparently. Furthermore, the Bible says, in regards to even the coming of Christ, it says, now I see in a mirror darkly, but then face-to-face. If you remember that from 1 Corinthians 13, right? Now I see in a mirror darkly, but then face-to-face. So what when he says mirror, he's talking about Jesus. And he says, right now I see in a mirror darkly. And that means that right now I see Christ not fully, right? Not all of him is visible. That's why he says darkly. He says, but then face-to-face. And people say, oh, then we'll see Jesus face-to-face. They think that it means like I'll be standing in front of Jesus. And I'll I'll see his face and he'll see my face when he returns. But the term face-to-face does not mean, oh, I literally just see your face or that I'm standing in front of you. The way that we would say, oh, to talk to someone face-to-face, we mean like in person, right? That's not what that means. Face-to-face, again, as we said, God spoke to Moses face-to-face or mouth-to-mouth, right? And God defined that as meaning apparent or plain. And what the Lord showed me, which I thought was pretty cool, and I really believe that this is the proper way to explain that. This is just recent that the Lord showed me this, was that in the Bible, if you read 1 Corinthians chapter 3, no, sorry, 2 Corinthians chapter 3, it says, Paul starts speaking about how Moses, when he came down the mountain, there was glory on his face, but Moses veiled that glory from the people of Israel. Okay, so stay with me on this. When Moses came down from the mountain, he had the Ten Commandments, and his face shone with the glory of God. And the Bible says that his face shone because of his speaking with him, speaking with the Lord. Now, you've probably been taught before that Moses' face was shining with the glory of God because he saw the back of God, right? But that's actually not what the Bible says. It says Moses' face shone with the glory of God just because he was speaking with the Lord. It was because of the revelation that Moses had that caused his face to shine with the glory of God. You see, so there's no physical thing that you can see with your eyes that's going to cause a manifestation of God in you. Okay? There's no such thing. And so that's why I love the fact that Moses visibly saw a manifestation of God and saw the back of God. But that's not what caused his face to shine. It was the conversation they had. So I love that. The Lord spoke with Moses regarding Jesus and regarding the new covenant. And that's why actually when Moses went up to the mountain, God says, I've said before that the Bible talks about how different things in the Bible have different mouths. You remember me saying that? It just means that things have different symbolic voices, symbolic layers to them. God can say one thing, mean it literally, and mean it in different ways. Well, it was at that point when Moses came up on the mountain and he was talking to Moses. He said, according to the mouth, or some translations say the tenor, which is incorrectly translated, according to the mouth of these words, I have made a covenant with you. So he was speaking with Moses symbolically of the new covenant. Not that he was really making the new covenant at that point in time, but he says, according to the mouth of these words, in other words, symbolically, I'm making a new covenant with you, right? Now, after that conversation, Moses comes down from the mountain. His face is now shining. It says, because of his speaking with him. So he's got this manifestation, and Moses has this revelation from God. But what does Moses do to the people? He veils his face and does not reveal the glory of what he understood of Jesus. That's symbolic, actually. Moses there represents the law, and Moses represents the old covenant. And in the law that Moses wrote, there is glory there. There is revelation of the new covenant, but it's veiled under symbolic language. Okay? So Moses, even bringing the Ten Commandments down from the mountain, when he brought the law down, there was glory, but it was veiled glory. It was something that was covered up in symbol. And that's the whole of the Old Testament. That's what the Old Testament is. The Old Testament is the glory of God present, but veiled, covered up under symbolic language, right? So the Bible will talk about sheep and high priests and goats and bulls and a tabernacle and all of it symbolic of Christ. But it's what? It's veiled. It's covered up. It's not plain, right? So the Bible speaks about, in 2 Corinthians 3, how Moses covered up the glory of God. There's still more I have to understand about 2 Corinthians 3, but speaks about how Moses covered up the glory of God. But then what Paul says that the apostles did, it says, but we all with open face, with unveiled face. And it says that we use great plainness of speech. And so what Paul is showing is that he said, we don't cover our faces as Moses did. So what does he mean by that? Well, Moses, when he came down from the mountain, right, and veiled the glory of God, that was a symbol of what Moses was doing to the people in the law that he wrote. He was covering up the glory of God in symbol, shrouding it in symbol. So obviously, when you read the law on the surface, it doesn't look like it's talking about Jesus at all, right? Even remember the second tabernacle thing that we just talked about? Doesn't look like it's talking about Jesus on the surface, right? Why? Because it's veiled. It's symbolic. You have to look deeper than that and realize, oh, wow. And once you do that, you see the glory behind the veil, right? You see the glory that Moses understood, but he wasn't telling you plainly. You see, Moses understood the coming of that prophet that he prophesied of, that God would raise up a prophet like him. Moses understood that, but he wasn't telling the people, plainly at least, in the law. He shrouded it in dark sayings. He put a veil over the glory of God. But Paul is an apostle of the new covenant, and Paul's job was to take the things that Moses hid and to reveal it now to all the Gentiles included, all people. And so that's why Moses says, we use great plainness of speech, not as Moses did when he veiled his face, veiled the glory of God. So I say all this to say that saying something plainly in the Bible is symbolically referred to as speaking with open face, speaking with unveiled face. And saying something in a parable is referred to as saying something with veiled face. Or you could say, I believe it would be also correct to say, veiled mouth. You kind of get where I'm coming from? My mouth is not speaking plainly with you. I'm veiling my mouth. I'm veiling the true meaning of what I'm saying. Right? That would be a veiled mouth or veiled face if I speak with you symbolically and I don't speak with you plainly, only symbolically. Veiled face, veiled mouth. If I speak with you plainly, I speak with you open face. I speak with you open mouthed, you could say. So when I realized that, and I'll stop here, but when I realized that, when God spoke to Moses face to face, what I believe that means is speaking with someone face to face means that they're both speaking with one another plainly. Both, or mouth to mouth, not with veiled face, but mouth to mouth, exposed mouth, and they spoke with one another as a man speaks with his friend, plainly, no secrecy, not hiding anything, speaking plainly there. And so that's why I believe that even when the Bible said that then we will see Christ face to face, that's not talking about, oh, then I'm going to be standing in front of Jesus. That's because we can know Christ face to face now, but that means we can know Christ for who he is. We can know Christ without anything hidden. That's what face to face means. Okay? And just as one last thing, too, this is also why, after it says that God spoke with Moses mouth to mouth, what happened was, the symbolic language here, he would go to the tabernacle, speak with God mouth to mouth, but then when he left the tabernacle, he would put the veil back when he went to the people. You see, that's symbolic of the fact that God spoke freely with Moses about the new covenant. But because the people of Israel were not ready to hear plainly regarding the new covenant, whenever Moses would speak with the people, he put a literal veil, which was symbolic, over his face. He returned the veil over his face when speaking to them. So it's like, I'm speaking plainly with God about Jesus, but when I speak to you, I will hide it in a symbol because you're not ready, because of the hardness of your heart. You have to understand your poverty first before you can hear about Jesus, right? Because Jesus preaches the gospel to the poor in spirit. And so that's why Moses veiled his face again when speaking with the people, symbolic of the fact that he was hiding the truths of the new covenant under symbolic language when speaking with the people, which is why in the law that he wrote, there's not clear revelation of Jesus. There's shrouded evidence of Jesus in the Old Testament. Okay, so that's why I believe face-to-face means open face to open face. Moses speaks plainly with the Lord. The Lord speaks plainly with Moses. And that's what we have through Christ also, right? That God can speak plainly with every single one of us, right? And that's why we shouldn't be coming to church. So, I can't wait till I get to church again because I got to hear, you know, a message, or I got to get, you know, because when you understand what you have in Christ, you enjoy hearing the gospel from anyone that you hear the gospel from, but there is not a expectation of hearing something at church and not a trust, right? Not a trust in the understanding of another person, because we should never have that. Because if you have trust in the understanding of another person, then that means you are neglecting the understanding of God that he's given you, right? And that is not correct. That's why the Bible says, trust in the Lord, lean not on your own understanding. Part of that also is trusting the Lord and leaning not on the understanding of somebody else either, right? Reformed church is meant to be your help, but we are not meant to be, you know, your crutch that you walk through in life and that you trust in. You don't have to come to church any less frequently. You don't have to listen to messages any less frequently. It's a trust issue. It's not a frequency issue, right? Go ahead and listen to as many messages as you want, because that's a help to you. But view it as a help to you from the understanding of somebody else, that God's working through somebody else, but with the recognition that, you know, I have every bit of the mind of Christ living right on the inside of me, and I put no trust and no confidence in any flesh, including even the flesh of somebody else. I have no confidence in the flesh, but I rejoice in Christ Jesus and what he's given me. And there's a confidence, therefore, and not a dependency on other people, but a confidence in the Lord and what he's given you, right? Because with great plainness of speech, the Lord can speak with you now, face to face, right? Mouth to mouth, even apparently, right? That's what we have through Christ.
We hope you enjoyed this message from Reformed Church. If you have, please share this with someone else and help us get this unpopular message to the world. If you'd like to support Reformed Church, you can do so at reforminus.com/give. Also on our website, you can take advantage of our free messages, articles, and even full discipleship courses. Start reforming your mind now at reforminus.com.